You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Jim Donovan is the longtime voice of the Cleveland Browns, and if you were watching the game on TV last night on WKYC, you heard his call. He was with Bernie Kosar. And, of course, on the radio, you're going to hear him all season long with Doug Deacon. On the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, we welcome him to the show now. Jim, how are you, bud?
Hey, Vic and Gerard, good to be with you. Good Friday.
It's a good Friday. We're calling this a feel-good Friday, but with the caveat of some pain, of some injury that goes with it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I will tell you this, Vic. There is a lot of feel-good out there. I was just shopping at Rico's in Strongsville, and I only wanted a pound of turkey breast, and because everybody was in such a good mood, I got a pound and a half.
That's awesome, Jim.
Yeah.
That's just a sampling. That's just a half pound sampling of what could be out there.
What's going to happen here when this thing really turns around?
So, and again, we're keeping grounded. It's preseason. We keep reminding ourselves what this is or what it isn't, but in that regard, and you've seen enough of this, Jim, what is your primary takeaway? How much are you taking from, let's just say, the impressive first half that you saw from Brandon Weeden and company?
Oh, I'm taking, a lot. And, I'm not only taking it from him and how he played, but I'm taking it from just it's fun watching the offense that they've brought in here. Because what I was looking for last night, and what I definitely got, was there was a little bit more depth into the passing game. I mean, the throws were a little bit longer, and he can make them. I mean, he wants to make those throws, and he can make them, and he wants to prove to everybody that he can make them, and he did. He dropped that beautiful ball into Gordon. I thought he almost dropped another one in a little bit earlier in the game. Everything had a little bit more depth to it. They weren't as close to the line of scrimmage as they were last week, his passes, and certainly dramatically different from the depth of his passing game last year. So that was what I took. But overall, I'm just taking that it's a real fun offense to watch when it gets rolling. And it wasn't rolling at the beginning of the game. I mean, they had a couple of tough series, and then they found their way. And, boy, once they started to go, I mean, every button they push, whether it was a run, but certainly him throwing the ball, it big play, and it was a productive play, and it was a scoring play. I mean, this guy's had six series now, and they've scored on five of them with three touchdowns and a couple of field goals.
Yeah, and that's encouraging to say, at least. And, Jim, I'll preface it by saying we know and get it that this is preseason, but in the same token, as the voice of the Cleveland Browns and covering so many games for so many years, have you seen a transition like the one Brandon Weeden is making at the quarterback from 1 year to the next?
It's dramatic right now because he just looks more confident, and I thought he grew in even more confidence as the game went along last night because, I was wondering how they were going to do against that front, Gerard, and Fairley and Sue and Jason Jones. They were disruptive at times last night, and yet that in the past, and certainly last year, would have completely shut that offense down. But it didn't last night. They hung in there, and Weeden certainly hung in there, and he found some things that worked. And I will tell you guys, you two guys, that the thing I look at right now is the thing that pains me a little bit because I'm not going to see it at the first two games of the season, and that is when Gordon is not in that offense I think that he and Weeden are developing a real chemistry, and he's developing it, there's no question, with Jordan Cameron. But definitely with Josh Gordon. And I tell you what, the Browns are going to sorely miss that those first two games. And I'm trying to figure out where they're going to find that somebody. And I'm not sure Greg Little can do it, but they have to find somebody or a couple of guys that can help Weeden early in Miami and against Baltimore in those first two games without Gordon being in there.
We were going through this too, Jim. An emotional balancing act here between feeling great that there is a Josh Gordon there and that Gordon and Weeden are forming that thing you're talking about. It's a trust thing that we heard Rob Chudzinski reference the other day in a news conference about the trust that players are having among themselves and in the coaches to put themselves in the right place, but especially the trust where quarterback will try to thread that needle between defenders because he's got the confidence that his receiver will make the play. And that's what we saw last night on Whedon to Gordon, and we saw it. We saw it on one occasion, and or actually multiple occasions. But Jim, the emotional balance is just that. Now he'll be gone when the regular season starts. So I guess the biggest part of me says, but at least this is the sense of what this team will have for those 14 games. And and I don't think there's a to answer your question. You say, okay, where are they going to find Josh Gordon?
Right.
They're not. It's the answer, I think, is Jordan Cameron has got to be what he is and more probably for those first two games.
Yeah, you're right. And it's going to be a collection of guys. You're absolutely right. And you know what, guys? What we haven't seen in the first two games, we really haven't seen anything from Devon Bess. And so, you know, I know that that's going to come. So we haven't seen any of that really at all. I mean, I can barely remember him having a ball thrown in his direction in the first two games of the preseason. But I know that's going to come about. So you're right, Vic. It's going to be a collection of guys that are going to have to step up and do it. But, Vic, I don't know if you've talked about this earlier in the show, but how about the very, very pained expression that Norv Turner had on his face last night when, after a very good performance by his offense, he walked out of the locker room and you and I were there to say hello to him and, hey, it looked good. But he had that pained look on his face because of the loss, and he knew the seriousness and the the condition of Deion Lewis and not having him around. I mean, I could tell on from Norv's reaction and his pain on his face there that he had a lot of plans for Deion Lewis in this offense this year.
He really did, and I guess the thing becomes you talk about how you're going to replace that. I would say, as I said this earlier in the show, a third down specialist can't be the undoing of your offense, but he took away options, and Norv was kind of giving us a very cursory response on that, saying what they'd lose by not having him in there. But at the same time, Brandon Jackson, okay, hello, it's your turn. He looks like a guy who's on a mission. That mission's got to continue.
Yeah, that was the most puzzling. That was a real puzzling absence last year with Brandon Jackson, because the Browns were so really down 2 years ago when they lost Brandon Jackson to that toe injury after they had gotten him from Green Bay, because really Brandon Jackson fits that role that Deion Lewis was going to play this year very, very well. But we haven't seen him in it in a Browns uniform, because once he got healthy, they didn't use him at all last year, and until the last game of the season, basically, when they finally put him in. So that was puzzling, but, boy, under the category of you always have to be ready when you're a player because you're the next man up. Brandon Jackson is front and center right now because of the attrition of the Browns running back situation with Hardesty and now Deion Lewis. Brandon Jackson has a tremendous opportunity to do what he does best. I mean, they're not going to ask him to do something that he really can't do. This is what he's all about. So he's got a great opportunity now to grab that spot.
And, Jim, when you look at the defensive side of the football and what they're doing, I made the comment earlier to Nathan Zagura, the co-host here, that they're under the radar. You're really not paying much attention to these guys.
Right.
But can you recall calling so many three and outs in a preseason game?
No. You know what? They're a lot of fun to watch, Gerard, and I don't even think that they are showing any of what they're going to show once the regular season begins, and certainly last night, because they're going to see these guys in October in the regular season, and that game will count. But I think they are a lot of fun to watch. And you know why they're a lot of fun to watch? Because they're having a lot of fun playing on that defense. So guys like Sheard and Taylor, I thought the linebackers looked good last night. I thought Joe Hayden made a couple of nice plays, but they really played well. I mean, Phil Taylor is playing really well. He looks like a different guy in this defense because he has so much more freedom to move, and he can move. And then there are the old standbys. I mean, DeQuell Jackson and Ruben playing well. Paul Kruger played well. They're a lot of fun to watch, and I don't even think they've opened up their bag of tricks of what we'll see on September 8th when the Dolphins are here.
No, I think it is just scratching the surface. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the special teams, and we touched on this a little earlier, Jim, but we want your thoughts on Travis Benjamin and the return game. How much excitement, how much electricity is there? Because we knew this guy was fast last year. Now he looks fast, instinctive, smart. I mean, his running shows a lot of calculation to go with that great speed.
Yeah, I think he's putting it all together right now. And I think I think that return guys, and I go back to the great Josh Cribbs, I think they gain, once they gain confidence, Vic and Gerard, you know, they're like a hitter in baseball that gets on a good roll. I think a return guy can really get on a roll, and the really good ones do, like Cribbs and Hester and those guys, and Brian Westbrook in his years in the NFL. And I think Benjamin now has even, you know, the greater, you know, talent of the, you know, the God-given talent of speed to add to this. But technically, really, I mean, that thing last night, that was another one that went all the way, and he really didn't even need what Joe Haden got called for, you know, that called that return back. I think that he is going to be have to be somebody that the opposition is going to have to account for at all times, because he can strike, you know, at a moment's instinct, because he is really that fast. And if they just set the blocks up, he's going to get there. I mean, he really is a sensational talent. I mean, what a great, great speed burner he is. Now, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he grows as a receiver. But, boy, he is becoming quickly a guy in the NFL that's going to be recognized as a home run hitter in the return game.
Cleveland Browns Daily, Gerard Cherry, Vic Carucci. And I'm talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns. And, Jim, when you look at the kicking game from last night, did Brandon Bogaté do enough prior to getting injured to make him stay in the conversation as a kicker for this team?
You know, no, Gerard, I thought he was good. I mean, he boomed those kickoffs.
That he did.
You know, he really did. He put them out of sight. So, I mean, you know, I think they'll take that. And I think even one time, you know, when he didn't get it deep into the end zone, I think that they almost enjoyed covering a kickoff right. One time, and they got him down at about the 15-yard line. So I think all of that was, I think he did a good job. I mean, he had the one field goal. It looked like it had plenty on it. It was about a 43-yarder, and it had plenty on it. I don't know what this, how the extent of this injury with the groin strain, but I still don't think they're there yet on, you know, definitely giving him the job and, you know, saying so long to Graham. Or I think that's going to go on. I think that will go on for the full four games, I would think, and they'll see what they have. But I didn't think he hurt himself at all last night. He definitely has a strong leg, and he boomed those kickoffs, and that's a great thing, I think, nowadays in the NFL, is to just let another team start at the 20.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, we wish you more happy shopping and more heavier loads of deli meat from people who are excited about the Browns.
Vic, I'll tell you what, if you ever want to come over for lunch, there's plenty of it at the Donovan House.
I'm there. Book it.
Okay.
Book it. All right, Jim, thanks. That is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, and he joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll get into more of your calls, your comments, your questions. 216-578-0850. You tweet us at Browns_daily. We'll hear from sound from last night's game as well. Last night's 24-6 win, Browns over the Lions. Vic and Gerard, ESPN 850 WKNR.